The second process is choices. Life is made up of choices. Looking back at history, generations ago, a woman had no choice. Women didn't have the right to vote, education, own property, and not even own their own body. The only purpose of a woman's existence was bearing and rearing children. This is still evident in countries like Asia and Liberia. In the 1960s, women liberation began to change all that. It goes without saying that women like Emmeline Pankhurst, a leading British suffragette who played a major role to help women gain the right to vote, and Margaret Sanger, the leader and founder of birth control, and many more fought an uphill battle for us to have multiple choices to live our life today. Now that you are planting positive thought seeds in your mind, you have the choice to flip the mirror on yourself to develop the most important relationship you will ever have, the one with yourself. You got to get to know yourself first. Be your own Valentine. What makes you tick your habits and mood swings and become your own best friend? Look, you and only you are going to be with yourself 24/7. It's important to know yourself and be the person you are born to be. A good book to read on this subject is Be Your Own Best Friend by Louise Pronto. I know this is hard-hitting for some of you after being groomed by culture, society, beliefs, especially the Cinderella myth story that a Prince Charming is going to come into your life, love you, look after you, and live happily ever after. What an eye-opening realization I embraced with maturity of womanhood and motherhood. No longer naive or ignorant to believe that love can be guided by a bat of an eye, words, or a heartbeat. Especially after my past experiences. I have discovered that love is a do-it-yourself job and that loving yourself is a choice. As our late talented sister Whitney Houston sang, the greatest love of all is inside of ourselves. It is the greatest love we can give ourselves, yet it is what so few of us do. Many people seem to think that self-love is selfish. That word selfish is usually classified as egotistical and seems to get confused and twisted with self-care. Selfish is self-care in the well-being of the self. If some of you are still freaking out about loving yourself, let me explain. In order to share love, you must be overflowing with love. In other words, you've got to fill yourself up first. If you have a pitcher filled with water, you can share it with others. But if that pitcher is empty, you have nothing to share.